Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Reggie Johnson, your host this morning. Hey, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, baby, I'm tired. I'm going to be honest.
Oh,
I am tired.
Bless your heart.
But you know what? I'm so grateful to be alive and awake, and I'm so grateful to see you this morning and to give you a big kiss and say I love you and
That's the best magic in the world.
It is. And the second best is to have our cup of coffee. And third best is to be here with Circles of Prosperity and all of our wonderful listeners. So my morning is getting started pretty well. How about you?
It sounds like you're in the water for a minute.
Oh, it's probably.
That's better, I think. Yeah, it sounds better now.
We are studying oneness, right? And we're plowing along. We're moving into chapter 23.
Wow.
Just amazing. I know. I can't believe it. We're more than halfway through the book, and it was a big book. And, to do it the way we do it on Circles of Prosperity, it's taken us a little time, but boy, has it been life-changing. Oh, you know what? Did you have a good time last night?
Oh, my God. To me, that's the best expression of divinity, when a group of people get together and express the highest form of spirituality, of God's light through meditation. It really is.
I didn't get to be a part of the meditation. I felt so left out. But
well, no. Hey. After the meditation was over, we had a private prayer. So don't say that. And you're right in the essence of it. You were in the essence of it because you are the energy taking form. Don't say that. Don't feel left out. Your feelings are your Geiger counter. You know better.
Hello? I do. But anyway, yes, the best part of our meditation, I love the meditation, but I also love fellowship. And we had some wonderful, wonderful guests. Listen, all of you guys, Cody was here from Baltimore. Anthony was here from Maryland. Listen, we have people coming out of town. Now, of course, they're not just coming for Circles of Prosperity. They're here to experience the healing, beautiful healing nature from Melody. Melody is into raw foods and has this protocol that is absolutely amazing. And so people travel to go through her protocol. And if you're interested, I'm sure if she gets on the line, they're traveling today. And they're also going to a radical forgiveness seminar, too. So, but we got a little snippet of them, and that was real special, wasn't it, Dr. Reggie?
It was. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It really, really was.
And the food, we had Mexican food last night, and I made my first chocolate cake forever, and that was wonderful. And
oh, my gosh, delicious. It was wonderful.
It was just a wonderful time. The fellowship is so wonderful. So if you guys, you live right here in Atlanta, and you're listening to Circles of Prosperity, please, please try to come on a Thursday night and spend some time with us. It's a big party, believe it or not. And Dr. Reggie takes us through such beautiful guided meditations, and he always has little games to expand our consciousness and to let us know always that God answers prayer. I love how he does his little games to let us know that our prayers are always answered. We pay attention. We just have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was trying to give people a little time to log on this morning, their little free hand. I'm going to ask you to take us into our morning prayer.
Okay. Heavenly Father, let us realize a very special thing that we are divine essence taking form. Mm-hmm. Let our ascension clear out old cell memories of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Let us take a quantum leap forward into our Christ itself.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere we go, there is more light because of us. We are ambassadors of light. Let us transform our human self into our divine self. Let us embrace our destiny, our divine destiny. It is the power of love that dictates to the mind what we are going to see, and that things change rapidly because of that. Let us know what love really is for each other as sacred energies, sacred creations, divine creations, walking in the embodiment of human form, that we move with the power and the majestic reality and the awesome love of our God self, embracing all of life and all life forms, letting us realize that we are one with nature and a higher force of nature to be reckoned with, because we are consciously aware and alive, and live happier and longer and healthier because of your force running through us. Give us the power to help others to be lifted up and experience the one thing that we are in you, oneness. There is no separation. There is no separation, only in the mind. But in the heart, there is always eternal connection and divine essence taking form. Let us get these lessons down and touch every cell in Cynthia's form to create the energy and the power and the message of the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, God. Oh, the divine. We're going to take a quantum leap this morning. Chapter 23 is dealing with adapting to the rhythm of change. I taught this lesson, I believe, how to move from believing to knowing. I encourage you guys to practice. I want to continue to feed you these truths in your life, because transform your life. Of you who are listening to these words or reading these words, the information contained in teachings will be a new life for you and changing. They'll be life changing. And there may be some of you that it will just be a confirmation of what you have already learned and experienced and what is known at a deeper level. But this knowingness does not emanate from the mind. Because in the mind, that's where conceptual understandings and information are stored and then retrieved. But rather, the understandings upon which you draw in making your life choices, they reflect life experience and the form, the physical manifestation. It's life experience and the physical manifestation, okay? And that is the foundation of your inner truth. What you experience is the foundation of your inner truth. That's why you have to practice this. You are building a body of experience in the process of your mind. One is able to intellectually when it is presented in this way and recognize it to be truth. Yet until one has the experiential knowingness that comes of having run the understanding through the filter of life and living, it is necessary that there be an element of trust. Trust. Trust that you have encountered a particular piece of information at precisely the right moment. And trust. Trust that it will surely be followed by an episode in your life script that will serve to reinforce that concept. You know, as we've been going through oneness, they talk about how we repeat certain life themes, repeat these dramas. And I can tell you that when I read it and when I hear it, there's a little twinge in my body, like, why do I have to keep going through the same thing? And why do we continue to repeat it? And, of course, oneness is saying that we're going through it because we shift, we're shifting the energy, and we need to make, and we have to bring it completely to a close. But I just question why. And now, in reading this, I understand why. You know, when you're in school, and what I remember particularly was learning my multiplication tables, how I had to repeat them over and over in order to remember them. And now I can call them up, and it's many years later. I can call them up. I can even remember when it clicked, you know, with certain values. You may remember that. But it took repetition. Dr. Reggie says repetition creates impact. The more you repeat something, the more you're able to remember it. And that if you've ever played an instrument, and I studied piano for years, you're memorizing a piece, and when you're looking at the notes, you're looking at the notes and looking at your hands, and you're trying to get the flow and the timing together on a piece. But it takes the repetition of practicing over and over and over again. And sometimes you have to break it down to those difficult runs where you've got to get it just right, that it flows from one element to another in a piece. And you're only practicing maybe 3 bars of music over and over again just to get the right touch, the right sound. Why would it not be any different in our life experiences? We may go through several relationships before we really understand what we need to do in a relationship in order to get what we need from the relationship, what we need to give in a relationship. I mean, you have to practice. You must practice. So don't just hear this and hoard this information and not try to live it. When one is working with information that constitutes major shifts in one's life perspective, it is to be expected that repeated episodes on that theme will manifest as experience. In this way, you are able to build a base upon which a radical shift in your worldview can rest. These are not understandings that can be instilled overnight. You can anticipate being exposed to a concept and to then experience several examples of that concept in rapid succession. Because in this way, the conceptual understandings of the world at whose edge you now stand can be reinforced. And ultimately, one is able to know rather than to believe. You know the truth. Not you believe the truth, you know the truth. I had a wonderful, lengthy conversation with a dear friend of mine yesterday. And we always get into these very heavy conversations, spiritual conversations. And she has her way of expressing things, and I have my way of expressing things. But what I found was that I was practicing agreeing with my adversary quickly. I recognized I didn't have any investment in being right. I really understood that's her perception. This is her overview. This is how she sees it. This is how she's a Land Rover just like I am. So she's moving through this earth plane, this physical, and gathering information. And this is her vehicle's interpretation of her environment. And I cannot tell you how liberating that was. Because, and I said, and here's my interpretation of moving and experiencing life and this, my spiritual interpretation of it. We went back and forth. And it was beautiful because I could jump over in there with her because she really gets into the fire in the planet, the earth. You know, she's in the planet and keeping the planet balanced. And it's all very planetary. And I'm very airy-fairy. I'm out here, you know, in the cosmos. But she's very much into the earth. And it was just a delightful conversation. It was no stress in it. None whatsoever. I practice. Because there is no right or wrong, is it? And how delicious that is when we can encounter people and experience them and say, oh, that's how you collected this information? That's your interpretation? Wow, I never thought of it that way. Whoa! Rather than, that's ridiculous. What were they thinking? So practice, because it broadens your awareness. It broadens your consciousness. And it lets you know. When you start practicing some of these things, one of the key things that they're talking about here is the momentum, the speed of things are happening. Paying attention to how quickly you are manifesting. If you don't practice and you're not paying attention, you miss the fact that you're receiving exactly what you're asking for. You are consciously co-creating your life experiences by the choices that you make. But I want you to analyze them. Say, yes, I and, oh, yes, it manifested. Don't think about how. How many of you are beginning to say, have a desire in your heart and beginning and start out saying, oh, yes, I really want to do this, but, and then catch yourself and say, no. How many of you are doing that? I am. I will. It's coming. How many of you are changing your language in the middle of it? I do it. I want to redecorate my house, and I'll say, oh, I don't know where the money's going to come from. And then I catch myself, and I go, oh, no, it's done. Thank you. I catch myself. I'm practicing. I just want you guys to practice because it will amaze you. I had something I wanted to get. I'm paying $250 a month for internet telephone service and cable. And I have tried to negotiate my bill down, and every time I go through all the effort, it takes 20 or 30 minutes with these people on the phone. But I've been determined to reduce the price. But as I go to through this process with them, I wind up saving $10 a month or $20 a month. That's not the kind of savings I'm looking for, and it's just not worth it. They make it very difficult. So I tried 3 or 4 times because I had this overall plan that I want to have Netflix stream in because it's only $7.99 a month and I can look at all the television shows, the whole series, and no commercials, none. And the movies, I like old movies, I like documentaries and foreign films. I thought, why pay all this money for cable when I can do this? So I'm trying to streamline our budget here. I had in my mind that I wanted to get an Xbox. I was looking at Xbox or either Wii. There's the point to the story, believe it or not. And eventually, we wound up getting a Wii and connecting it up, and it is fabulous. But my point being, it was, you know, we watch our budget here, and so that purchase has to be a planned purchase. And I didn't know when that time would come. But I held in mind that I wanted to be connected and streaming Netflix at home, and I knew that that required a purchase. And it's what I have it now. It was, and to me, it was a miracle that it finally manifested in my home. I just held it in mind, and it manifested. But I paid attention and I practiced. I didn't say, oh, that's not going to be possible. I didn't say, you know, no, we can't afford it right now. I didn't say any of that. I just said, this is what I desire and it will come to pass. And finally, believe it or not, I had success in breaking through with Comcast, and I reduced my bill to $115 a month. So, but it took a little work with them. It did. My point being, practice. That's my whole point. And pay attention to your life experience when you practice. Okay. Much that is new and different awaits you, and the criteria upon which your perceptions of these phenomena are based cannot be limited to the structure of a world that you have left behind. Your circumstances will shift in subtle ways as the days to come approach, and you will be swept along effortlessly in the momentum of that shift if you allow for the possibility that the key word of the times at hand is change. The foundation for life as you know it to be is a fluid one, and the rules underlying the world you are co-creating are evolving in the ever-changing moment of now. You who embody these changes in human physical form will bear witness to several worlds in one lifetime. Please breathe on this. The reason I want you to pay close attention to what you are creating and how it is manifesting is because you will begin to recognize that we are in a new era. Things move much quicker now. Much more quickly. And you won't recognize that unless you start paying close attention. When you speak, how fast does it come back to you? I'm amazed sometimes how fast my prayers are answered. It will serve you well to adopt a perspective that allows the unprecedented to become the norm. You know, I'm not following, what's that guy, Trayvon Martin. I'm not following it very closely. But look how quickly we have gone from someone getting off, pulling the trigger, to being, what's the word I'm looking for? He's in handcuffs now, in custody, and being charged with second-degree murder. Look how quickly that happened. Look at the speech that took place, the thoughts that people had, and how much it was communicated. It may seem like a long time, but there was a time when nothing would have been done. Many of you maybe didn't live in that time, but there would have been time that it was acceptable to do what he did and walk away. So look how compressed that time was for this end result. Look at the desire, how many people were involved in the desire for justice, and how many people were attracted to this, and how quickly it manifested. Definitely, we're living in a different time. To me, that was unprecedented. You can anticipate having the opportunity to bear witness to occurrences that would ordinarily be dismissed as figments of the imagination in the present-day world of reality by consensus. And that is exactly what happened in the Trayvon Martin case. It was a consensus. It moved from maybe mom and dad saying this is wrong to a group of people saying, no, this is wrong, and we need justice. Those of you who are leading the wave of what is to come will not be afforded the luxury of eons of recorded history as a reference point. Each of you will be blazing your own trail through unknown territory as you create a world to come that is custom made to your specifications. You will be assisted in making the best use of your newfound skills by trusting in the validity of your perceptions and in your very real ability to create the reality that you experience. Trust. Trust that the universe is going to serve you. Life is for you, always. Life is never against you. No matter what you're going through, know that that is for your benefit. Life is never against you. Life is always preserving you, promoting you, moving you forward, making you age with so that you're a fine wine. Isn't life delicious? As you become a practice artisan, look at the two words, practice artisan. Life is an art form. Your ability to create and co-create, it's an art form. How many of us are moving through life? It's an art form. We've all been just left at the whims, just think, oh my God, what else is going to happen to me next? We never are orchestrating or structuring. Let me take that back. I was never orchestrating or well, that's not even true. I did do that. But I had moments where I would let life circumstances and experiences kind of move me a certain way. You know, rather than me saying, I desire and this result and I want and trust that it will be done. I wasn't there and And I'm sure some of you are the same way. But now everything that comes out of my mouth, I hear it. Sometimes it slips out and I hear it, but I immediately roll the tape back and correct it because I am the master of this experience in this life of so-called Cynthia. And you all have that ability as well, each of you. We are so blessed. We are just so blessed. Ultimately, your life script will be less of the heat and mystery of leaping ahead and backsliding, leaping ahead and backsliding. And you will be able, after a given number of episodes, to recognize the common thread with which you now begin to weave an entirely new tapestry of experience. And you begin to delight in the recognition of your ability to alter the outcome of certain situations by directing your attention to the quality of the energy with which you are approaching these experiences. Am I going for this with fear and doubt, or am I going for this knowing that the universe is ready to serve me? Because you have that authority. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You have that authority. God has given you that authority simply by speaking what you desire. But trusting that it will be done, knowing that it will be done. That is the trick. So many of us will ask for something, and guess what? Asking for something is prayer. So many of us are looking for that healing, looking for a bill to be paid, looking for a relationship, and all the time, and I've said this over and over, so I know I'm repeating it because I still think that we don't hear it. I'll stop repeating it when you start living it. Can we make that deal? I'll stop repeating it when you start living it. And at that point, you won't listen to Circles of Prosperity anymore. There'll be new people that I still have to repeat it so that they can begin to live it. But when we're asking for this thing, it's a prayer. That which we desire, when we're asking for it, it's a prayer. And yet, as soon as it's out of our mouth, we come up with all the problems to prevent it from coming in. If it's a healing, I don't know. You know, the doctor says so. Well, I'm taking this medicine, and I don't know. I feel really bad. Oh, my goodness, my back hurts so bad. It's gone too far. I let it go too far. Is that trusting? Listen to that script. And you can be in pain and just move through your whole consciousness is all to the pain. I'm just going to give in to it. Where's the trust in that? Where's the faith in that? What are you going to do today to say no? I know this is uncomfortable right now, but I know that I am healed. I am whole. Life is for me. God is for me. God loves me. I walk in my divine perfection right now because I have that authority. And then expect that pain to ease up. Expect to get up and move. Expect the healing. Know that it's done. It is done. And so it is. That's what amen really means. And so it is. I have declared it. And so it is. And there's nothing that's going to change my mind. And say it to you all day long. Walk around. Oh, thank you. I'm healed. Thank you, God. Thank you for this power that you have given me to speak life into my body. life and wholeness into my body. And then, and wait to hear from the eye. Talk about what the doctors are going to say the next time you visit. I love Dr. Reggie. He says, oh, my test results come back, they're going to be perfect. They called him. They have tried calling him 3 or 4 times to tell him how perfect his test results were this month. But he declared it, and so it is. He declared it, and so it is. You declare it, and so it is. Practice. This all sounds good. Oh, this is so wonderful. Oh, and then the first little thing that comes up in your life, you forget it. It goes right out the window. No more. No more, no more, no more. If it comes up and you're terrified, you stop and stop right there at that moment and say, no, I am not terrified. I am faith-filled. I am a walking epistle of the Word of God. It is in me. It lives within me. And I declare that this situation is resolved in love, in peace, that everyone moves and shifts. This energy is shifting for the highest good of everyone involved. Nothing, nothing is going to deter me from this. Life is for me. God is for me. I have this authority. Walk in it and own it, because you are creating your experience. Walk in it and own it, because you are co-creating your experience. I love you this morning. I love you guys so much. You are such a blessing to me. I am so grateful that you give me the opportunity to get up and to live this and to awaken this truth principle even within me. On some level, this is a very selfish thing that I'm doing. I get to feel this energy in me this morning and then share it with you, shifting your energy so that you can go out and face today's challenges, knowing that you are the authority in your experience in this life. I thank you for that opportunity. I thank you for that opportunity. Life is for you. Okay. If you have something that you want to share with me this morning, trust me, I am ready to hear it. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Dr. Reggie, you there?
Yes, I am.
Baby.
Very much so.
Oh, the spirit is moving this morning. Oh, my goodness.
God is good all the time.
God is so good. God is so good. I guess we're not going to have any takers this morning. I can't believe it.
It's Friday. Well, people worked all week exhausted.
They're tired. I know they are. And probably driving or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But I love you guys anyway. You know what? I get some of the most beautiful emails. You know, they won't talk on the line, but they send me those beautiful emails about Circles of Prosperity and how it has changed them. And you know, the most popular download right now of our archives is on Soulmates. You know, we've had about 30 or so downloads of that
wow.
Since we did it in that
short
time. Soulmates. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. We got someone here. Good morning. 0411, you're on the air.
Cynthia.
Yes?
Hi, this is Anthony. Hi, Dr. Reggie.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey,
how are
Anthony.
You?
Oh, fantastic. As you were speaking, I was trying to get this technology, this techie thing in line. I couldn't get back to the screen to push 1. It wouldn't take it. I say, oh, I hope I get it before y'all get off. But I just want to reiterate my intentions. And I think I shared it with you yesterday, Cynthia. And I know Dr. Reggie has felt it many a times in our presence. But I was determined with great intentions to just saturate my body and my soul with love and positive energy. I mean, yesterday was pretty hectic. I don't think I shared. I think I did that. Of course, we lost you online yesterday as you were talking. I thought I lost it. I thought I actually fell asleep. I woke up and you there and called my name. And then, secondly, I had a call. After we got back online, I had two calls. So it was like, what is this interruption? So I just felt like there was an energy that was not necessarily bad, but just a little interference or bad timing, whatever I want to call it. I don't want to judge it. But however, I said, this is a moment where I just need to have good intentions and just go and just get some positive vibrations, some positive energy. So that's when I called you and asked where you and Dr. Reggie having your meeting. And as you said so, I said, well, I'm coming over. I said, I didn't even think of how. I just said I was coming. And so there was others I say this. From a result of me saying I'm coming, three others showed up. I just leave it at that.
Amen.
Three others showed up. And that's the power of intentions, of just wanting to be in the midst of love and good vibrations. And that's what we have to do when it comes to being healed, being whole. We have to show good intentions as the wizard, as the Book of Oneness, or whatever. The intentions are is part of the energy that leads us toward action.
Yeah.
Because as Napoleon Hill says, have definiteness of mind, of knowing what you want to do and just do it. Because we get to say.
Amen. That's right.
And I had a wonderful time last night. Wonderful time. I mean, the love and the spirit was there. I mean, it's all the time, but it seemed like it just get better and gooder and gooder. So I just want to say that. Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. We really, really look forward to you coming next time.
Yes.
I do too.
He put Bruce Lipton's book right in my face, and he said, this should be the next book study. This should be the next book study, The Biology of Belief. So we're probably going to take a look at Biology of Belief and have a little break and really try to understand how we think. I mean, how we develop our perception so that we can be a little bit more in control of it. I love it. Thank you so much, Anthony. You've been such a blessing for us. And
absolutely.
Thank you. If there's not anyone else, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer this morning.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for every person that enters our lives. They are divine blessings that are walking. We thank you for Anthony, Melody, Cody, Jesse, even people we don't see that often that come into the circle of friends. We are grateful for everybody because they are conscious energies of sacred memories on the life path and the life walk. And we thank you for them entering our path and let us be consciously aware of their gift to us and our gift to them. Let us always remember that we are ambassadors of light and conscious beings transforming every minute of every second of the day to our higher selves. Thank you for these lessons. Thank you for Cynthia facilitating the lessons. Thank you for the listeners, and may it expand our territory, and may we grow into a larger expansion according to your will and according to your glory and the profundity of your wisdom. Let it be in us and through us and acting as us. We believe it is so, and so it is.
So it is. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I hope the weather is great. Get a picnic. Enjoy nature. Little spring. Everything is beautiful. blooming and blossoming. It's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And practice. That's the key word today. Practice, practice, practice. I love you as God loves you. We'll be here on Monday.